Welcome to an Englishman in the Balkans podcast. I'm David.
I'm Tamara.
And this podcast is where we bring you stories of life, culture, and adventure in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
From the unique perspective of exploring this beautiful corner of the world.
Whether you're here for travel tips, cultural insights, or simply to share in the stories of everyday life, we're glad you've joined us. Let's dive in. Hello again, I'm David, and I live in Bosnia and Herzegovina, a country rich in beauty, history, contradictions, and yes, politics. Now, if you've been following me for any length of time, either here on the podcast or on YouTube, you'll know I tend to stay away from one particular topic, politics. And that's what I want to talk about today, why I don't talk about it. Now, let's be clear, right from the start, I'm interested in politics here. I mean, I live here as a permanent resident, I pay into the health system, I see the effects of decisions made by those in power. So yes, I follow it, but to a degree. Here's the thing, this is not my country. And I believe deeply that it's not my place to interfere. Being a foreigner, a guest, really, in a land as complex as Bosnia and Herzegovina, brings with it a responsibility. And for me, that means listening more than speaking, observing rather than judging. When friends or family come to visit us here, the conversation always, always finds its way to politics. How did the war start? Who was to blame? Why is the country so divided? Why does it have three presidents? Fair questions. But the answers, well, they're complicated. Ask 10 people here and you might get 12 answers. It often depends on who you're asking, their ethnicity, their family background, even what part of the country they come from. And history? It's taken very, very seriously here. Not just as a subject, but as a part of identity, a part of everyday life. You see, Bosnia and Herzegovina isn't just a country. It's a living archive. From medieval kingdoms and Ottoman rule, to Austro-Hungarian architecture, and then, of course, the Yugoslav area and the war in the 90s. Every layer still echoes through today. You'll find that people here are some of the most welcoming and generous you'll ever meet, but also deeply complex, deeply rooted in memory, and fiercely proud of who they are. There are long-held beliefs, half-truths that have become legends, and a lot of emotion, all just below the surface. For someone like me, not born here, not of this place, it's easy to misstep, to unintentionally offend. It's honestly a minefield, and that pun is intended. When I've travelled before to Ecuador or even Georgia, for example, I don't go looking for political briefings. I go for the experience and adventure, the food, the music, the people, the stories. And you know, I think most visitors to Bosnia and Herzegovina would say the same. Yes, many do come to Sarajevo and Mostar, and they visit the so-called dark tourism sites, the museums, the exhibitions on the war, and that's fine. It is important to learn. But I'd encourage you, gently though, to go further, to go deeper. Head up to the Krajina, here in the north, or down to Herzegovina, in the south. Walk through small towns, drink coffee in a kafana with locals, and listen, really listen, to the stories. Now, some of you have asked me in the past, David, why don't you speak out more about the politics here? Or worse, have you gone native? I really hate that. And to that I say this, Bosnia and Herzegovina is dysfunctional. It is, by most standards, corrupt, and it is economically fragile. And yes, the conflict might be over on paper, but there's very little reconciliation, even now. Just tolerance. And that's a hard thing to live with, or explain. The Dayton Peace Agreement, which stopped the war in the 90s, was only ever meant to be temporary. Yet here we are, three decades later, still patching up cracks in the framework. But here's the real thing. It's not my job to fix it. It's not my place to lecture anyone on how they should run their country. I believe deeply, and maybe you do too, that a country gets the government it deserves. And if change is going to happen here, it needs to come from the people who live here, not from well-meaning foreigners or big power geopolitics. So if you're thinking of coming to Bosnia and Herzegovina, and I really do hope you are, don't come for politics. Come for the people, come for the culture, come for the amazing landscapes that will take your breath away, and the stories that will stay with you long after you've left. Ask questions, yes, be curious, of course, but also Be open to learning that not everything has a clear answer, that not every story fits neatly into one side, and that sometimes the most respectful thing we can do is to simply listen. Thanks for joining me again. If you enjoyed this episode, video, or found it thought-provoking, do leave a review, subscribe, or drop a comment. I read them all, I reply to them all. And until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and wherever you are in the world, take a moment to truly listen. Vidi musa oped. I'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast, where we hope you have discovered something new about Bosnia and Herzegovina.
If you've enjoyed the show, be sure to hit subscribe and share it with others who might enjoy a journey through the Balkans.
Want to help us keep the stories coming? You can support the podcast by visiting Buy Me a Coffee.
Your support helps us share even more about life, culture, and the hidden gems of this incredible region.
You will find the link in the show notes, along with extra content on our Substack, including behind-the-scenes insights and updates.
And of course, we'd love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts, questions, or ideas for future episodes.
Until next time, živjeli!